إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we were on the subject of الغرباء, the strangers, and the hadith of Ibn Majah, where Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, where he said, فطوبى إلى الغرباء, give the glad tidings of Jannah to the people who the world will call the strangers. The full hadith where Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بدأ الإسلام غريبا سيعود كما بدا فطوبى للغرباء, where Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Islam started as something strange and it will return to being seen as something strange, and give glad tidings of Jannah, of Tuba, to the people the world will call strangers. Inshallah, in the next few days we'll talk about some of the qualities of these strangers. Who are the strangers? The first quality of the strangers is the quality of being on the truth, of being people of Haqq. Al-Haqq is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Al-Haqq is your Rabb. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. The one, anyone who wants to accept it can accept it, and one who wants to deny it can deny it. And the beauty of the of this ayah, of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying by this ayah that whether you accept it or you don't accept it makes no difference to the Haqq itself. Allah remains Haqq. Because somebody does not accept, it does not change the reality of the truth. The one who does not accept harms himself. The one who accepts benefits himself. So it is not for the benefit of Allah or for anyone, or because by denying that some harm will happen to Allah, ma'udhu billah, the issue is not that. So therefore, a stranger is the one who accepts the truth. As I mentioned, this was so true in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's even more true today. And that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned the hadith relating to his sunnah, where he said that a time will come on my ummah where to remain on one of my sunan will be more difficult than holding a live coal, a burning coal in your hand. And of course, the biggest sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is la ilaha illallah. The biggest sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is la ilaha illallah. To be on the haqq, to be on tawheed, to avoid shirk, to avoid all forms of falsehood. So the strangers are those who are people of Haqq. Now, being on Haqq and being on the truth consists of three things. First one is to believe in it. Complete and total certainty in the belief in Haqq, in the truth, in tawheed, that la ilaha illallah, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, wa Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, that there is no Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have a complete and total yaqeen in this, without any deviation, without any hesitation, without any form of hesitance whatsoever. This is the first part of being on the truth. The second part of being on the truth is to stand by this. One is to believe, and the belief is inside the heart. The second one is to stand by it, which means that if you are challenged, that you don't give way, that you stand by the Haqq no matter who says what. Because you might find yourself in a situation where people are against you because you stand on Haqq. And today, unfortunate tragedy is that the number of people who will be against you when you are on Haqq, unfortunately, many of them are Muslims themselves. There is no guarantee that because you are on Haqq that all the Muslims will support you. No, the Muslims themselves will be against you. And we are seeing examples of that also internationally, where people who are on Haqq have been declared as enemies and so on and so forth by Muslims themselves. So therefore, this is a very clear indicator of the trials to come. And it is about this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبَرِ. So, تَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ is to invite towards the truth. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ. تَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ is to invite towards the truth. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبَرِ and to have sabr and to struggle against and to stand firm against the difficulties that will come. So, the first one is to believe in it. Second one is to stand by it. And the third one is to act on it. So these are the three parts of being on Haq. Third one is to act, is to live by that truth. Not merely to talk about that truth. Not merely to say, I am for Haq. And then when the time comes, you do something else. No, is to stand by the truth and to actually apply that truth. The biggest and the most common and the most for us, the daily application of that truth is the Salah. Is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the correct time. At the time of the Salah, not postponing the Salah, not, you know, praying at our own convenience. And no, when the time for Salah comes, immediately we stand up for Salah. This is the clearest and the most simple and the most common manifestation of standing by the truth. And of course, there will be many more. I don't have to list it. But the point is that very important for us. Let us start one step at a time. Ensure that these things are in our lives. So the key thing and the running theme of these series of Fajr reminders on the issue of becoming a stranger is that when you hear about one part of what it means to be a stranger, is for us to look at our own lives and say, how do I fit into this model? Am I a stranger or am I not a stranger? Because remember, the Jannah is promised only to the strangers. Jannah is not promised to the general janta, which is part of the trend and part of the flow of corruption and evil and sin that is happening, that is in the name of our society. There is no Jannah promise for them. May Allah forgive them and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do good with them. But there is no Jannah. Jannah is promised only. Fatuba lil ghuraba is only for the ghuraba. The Jannah is only for the ghuraba. Therefore, if we want to be part of those for whom Jannah has been promised, we need to ensure that we are in that zubara, we are in that section, we are in that classification of people who for whom Jannah has been promised. And as I said, the first part of that is to become a person of truth and to judge ourselves on this standard to say, am I a person of truth? Which means, do I believe in Al-Haq? Do I stand by Al-Haq? And do I act on Al-Haq? And that is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, to give us the energy and to give us the ability to do this to the best of our abilities and to accept our efforts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His love and to fill our lives with the barakah of the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.